We stand at the grave of the unknown warrior, this extraordinary burial which convenes so much of our national remembrance, who is buried here at a state funeral with the king as the chief mourner, almost exactly 100 years ago. Here we remember and pray for all those who have died, known or unknown, in those two great world wars of the 20th century and in all subsequent conflicts. Here we pray for peace. On this Armistice Day, we come, O Lord, in gratitude for all who have died that we might live, for all who endured pain that we might know joy, for all who suffered imprisonment that we might know freedom. Turn our gratitude now into determination, and our determination into deed, that as men and women died for peace, we may live for peace, for the sake of the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From St. John's Gospel, Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends."
On the 6th of September 1997, a funeral procession arrived at the doors of the Abbey. The world was paying attention. There were 2,000 people inside the Abbey for the service, but something like 2.5 billion people were watching it on television across the world. This was the funeral of Diana, Princess of Wales. The procession had come from Kensington Palace, 2 miles away. Roads had been closed. Nothing was allowed to obstruct the route or interfere with this occasion. Then, however, just inside the doors of the Abbey, the 8 men from the Welsh Guards carrying the heavy coffin, it was lined with lead, had to step smartly sideways and work their way round a smooth black marble stone surrounded by poppies. This is the grave of the unknown warrior. No one walks here. Michael Main, one of my predecessors as Dean, wrote about watching visitors pause at the warrior's tomb. He thought about what George Steiner said about the tear in the fabric of natural life caused by the fact that this man will have fathered no children, known no grandchildren, and that by his early death we remain deprived. Main went on to suggest that this is so much more than just another war memorial. This is the strongest possible statement about human value. Here we are saying we have no right to call anyone ordinary. Main has got that absolutely right. As you step into Westminster Abbey through the Great West doors, it's the warrior's tomb that you notice first. I too watch people day after day pause at something that they can identify and recognise. "They buried him among the kings," the inscription says. We're brought up short by this anonymous soldier lying amongst the great assembly of dignity in the Abbey, queens and kings, politicians, scientists, poets and more. Grandeur is not just for the grand. Here, our unknown warrior reminds us that human life and human loss is precious to God and to us. All of it. No one is ordinary. Our warrior, though, is nameless, and pausing to acknowledge his dignity, we have to reflect on something else. Standing and looking down at the tomb, we have to acknowledge that, crucial as remembrance is, there are limits to what we can do. We cannot name this man. We do not know his story. We cannot reach back to describe what happened to him. We cannot, in fact, remember. In 1927, Siegfried Sassoon saw the newly completed Menin Gate, a memorial, like our tomb, to those who were buried unnamed in the battlefields of France. He began a poem, which he completed the following year back in England, on passing the new Menin Gate, and it nails the awkwardness he feels. "Here was the world's worst wound, and here with pride, their name liveth forever, the gateway claims. Was ever an immolation so belied as these intolerably nameless names?" What kind of a story is there for nameless names? It gets more difficult still, I'm afraid. Michael Main quoted George Steiner on remembrance and was recalling a sermon Steiner preached in which, having urged a serious remembrance, he pretty well pulled the plug on the whole enterprise. How can we remember those who died anonymous? How can we remember, he asked, the person who vanished and left just a shadow on the ground in the blaze of the atomic explosion at Hiroshima? These are things we cannot, never remember. Nor, he argued, can we even pretend to comprehend, let alone remember, what one human being did to another in Auschwitz before going home to listen to Mozart and write a letter to his children. Remembrance breaks down. It's good and proper that we remember in silence in this season. We've reached the limits of what we can imagine, the limits of human endurance and horror. Our tomb does speak of human dignity. No one is ordinary. And therefore, here too, we have to consider what it is to take that dignified life, to go to war, and what it is to long for peace. The Abbey is a serious place. It's the gate of heaven, a glimpse of God's kingdom set four square amongst the kingdoms of this world. It's a place of memory and remembrance. Our warrior speaks to us of things we know, human dignity, suffering, and loss. He lies in a church surrounded by our hope of redemption and resurrection. Remembrance is a serious business in a serious house.
The anthem, Herbert Howells, Take Him Earth for Cherishing, was performed at a memorial service on the first anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Take him, Earth, for cherishing. To thy tender breast receive him. Body of a man I bring thee, noble even in its ruin. It is sung here by the choir of Westminster Abbey.
Oh,
Let us pray. O God, who wouldst fold both heaven and earth in a single piece, let the design of thy great love lighten upon the waste of our wrath and sorrows, and give peace to thy church, peace among nations, peace in our dwellings, and peace in our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has commanded and taught us, so we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all mankind peace and concord, and to us sinners life everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Amen.